The Crescent Harbor Playground has been around since the development of the Boat Harbor and the Centennial Building in the late 1960s. Playground advocate Bridget Hitchcock peered around the room for someone in their 40s or 50s who played on the original equipment. She didn't have to look far.
Yeah, you did, Rachel. Okay, great.
That was Chamber Director Rachel Roy. The gravel-surfaced playground, with its old swing sets and jungle gym, is the last of its kind. Hitchcock said that only her group's interest in an upgrade has held off closure.
The reason that the playground is open at Crescent Harbor is because our group is actively working on this playground. So that is why the city is allowed to keep that playground open.
Two other public playgrounds at Moeller Field have been closed, Hitchcock said, due to liabilities that this new redesign is hoping to address: accessibility and safety. Dave Knutzel with Southeast Alaska Independent Living is sponsoring the project. SAIL is all about giving people with disabilities improved access to their world. He said that SAIL didn't see a reason to go piecemeal with a playground redesign.
So we're not going to make this piece of equipment accessible or this piece of equipment accessible. We were looking, why don't we just make them all universally designed? Make them all accessible to all the kids.
The pair played a video with a walkthrough of a digital rendering of the design done by local landscape architect Monique Anderson. Nothing about the layout shouted accessibility. It's supposed to be a play space that opens up the imagination.
There's a lot of ties to our community, a lot of ties to fishing, a lot of ties to the ocean. Ocean to mountains, you'll see green areas and you'll see blue areas. So we got the ocean to mountain theme going in there. A lot of things so the kids have imagination.
The color scheme is created through the use of hard rubber tiles over asphalt. The surface is rideable, which will be appreciated by kids who often try out their first training wheels on the tennis courts next door. One of those courts would be sacrificed to expand the playground, but Hitchcock said that rarely is there more than one court in use. Further public meetings are scheduled to make sure that residents buy into the plan. But will anybody else? The price tag for the project is $570,000 on the low end. The group has only raised about $37,000 so far. Hitchcock admitted that there was a way to go.
You know, not a great time to be, you know, trying to elicit funds, but we all believe strongly in our project. And the feedback that we've been getting from communities and businesses has been really positive. So we're pretty happy.
The playground has been endorsed twice by the Sitka Community Health Summit. An effort in 2011 petered out. This one, given the green light by last year's summit, has considerable momentum. In fact, Hitchcock and Knutzel were optimistic. Hitchcock told the chamber that she hopes to have a barn raising for the playground in 2017. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.